Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Here's the topic today. How to stay motivated when you feel like giving up. How many people feel like giving up in 2020? I'm just telling you, there's a lot of people that have mental health issues. And I just want to be the first one to say, I understand. I'm praying for you. I understand. I don't talk about this a lot, but I'm actually doing really good in 2020. But my whole life I've struggled with depression. Okay, so I'm just being real, just telling you the truth here, folks. And if that scares you, then you might not want to listen. But I tried to fix the tech in there and make it happen. It's not working, so I'm just gonna have a real honest chat here in the car with you today. Okay, so go ahead and tag someone or share this if you know someone struggling. Here's what I know. You gotta understand your own weaknesses. You have to give yourself compassion. You have to give yourself grace. There's a lot of times that we are our own worst enemy. There's a lot of times that we struggle giving grace to ourselves. And we're kind to everybody else. We're loving, we're serving to everybody else, but we struggle making time for ourselves. We struggle giving ourselves a pass. And we just, I'll tell you what, that was me for a lot of years. And no one wants to be around you when you're like that. Now, let me just tell you why. Because it says in scripture, love your neighbor as yourself. Think about that for a moment. Love your neighbor as yourself. What happens when you are like me and you struggled with self-injury, right? What happens if you have self-hatred? You're not going to be that loving to other people. And so the point is this, folks, you have to give yourself grace. And the point is that you might need to go in a deep, dark journey to experience this. That was the case for me. And how do I stay motivated when I feel like I want to give up? Again, right now I'm on top of the world. Life's great, but it's not great for a lot of people out there today. So here's some habits I'm going to express to you. Number one, music matters. Okay, so these are some quick tips. Music matters. What you put in the energy around you matters. Back when I was struggling with depression, back when I was a teenager, late teens, early 20s, Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Cranberries, whatever. You know, back, I'm dating myself, but I would, Counting Crows, I would put all that stuff on. Why? Because I felt that way. And I felt like I'm not going to put something on that doesn't match how I feel. So here's the lie I told myself. I'm just going to put on music that reflects how I feel. Well, guess what? You stay stuck. Your music choice has to be an act of faith. In fact, Bono said this about the blues. But no, he said this about gospel music. Bono said in the documentary Rattle and Hum, he said that when he was playing the gospel music, he said, I love the gospel music because it's an act of faith. You don't feel that way in the moment. You don't feel great. You don't feel good. But you know what? You're gonna put it on anyway. You're going to act in faith. And I'll tell you what, when I put on some Hillsong, when I put on some music that, you know, might not match how I feel, but it puts me in a future state. Somebody give me a thumbs up if you're catching this today. It puts you in a future state. It's an act of faith. And all of a sudden, what happens, I would use both hands. What happens is that you start stretching your future self. Okay. Now here's some other things. Exercise. Just going to be real, folks. Exercise. I exercise a ton. Why do I exercise? Endorphins. Every neurochemical that God put in your body, there's a substitute. In other words, speed, there's a substitute. Cocaine, there's a substitute. What I'm saying is that God has put in your body anandamide, dopamine, serotonin. Okay? All these things God's put in your mind, in your body, in your brain, they're called neurochemicals. And the artificial ones that we use to stimulate ourselves is a very poor substitute. So you bet I go exercise. Now, here's what happens. What happens if you don't feel like exercising? It's the same thing with the music choice. Folks, this is the way our bodies are made. If you are in a negative space, you think negative thoughts. If you feel lethargic, you act lethargic. And so what happens is we go in this downward cycle and we just keep going down and down and down. And so what I do, I get up and I exercise. And a lot of times I don't feel like it. Now, how do you make it easier? I listen to audiobooks. Seriously, I'm just going to tell you, you need to get the Unhackable audiobook. Here's what, folks, I don't listen to Trump and Biden and all the hype. I don't do that. We call this agency. There's a thing in the Unhackable book called agency. What that means is that you need to control your space. Renee's got the audiobook. You need to control your space. So what does that mean? It means I'm always choosing what I'm putting in my brain. I'm choosing what I'm putting in my body. I'm choosing what I'm putting in my thoughts. I'm choosing what I'm putting in my mind. You need to do that. You need to be a Navy SEAL for your brain. Now listen, if you don't consider yourself to be a high performer, if you don't consider yourself to be an elite athlete mentally, you're not going to... What are people who have given up on life, what are they feeding themselves? Negativity. So folks, the whole battle for all this begins with me. Now listen, I went to bed at 9:30 last night. I got up at 3:30 this morning. I'm not even joking. Why? Because I preached the unhackable, this is all the sermon that's going to go out on Sunday. I knew I had to show up early. Okay. And I feel great, but I went to bed early and I didn't scroll last night and I didn't I didn't let the world feed me. You see what I'm saying? What else do I do? Eating. I'm going to be the first one to tell you, food to me is a massive coping mechanism. I'm just being honest, folks. I'm just being real. When I'm bored, when I'm stressed, I eat good. What I'm just telling you, I eat all the time. Like, I'm not even hungry. And I'll just say, you know what? Give me some pistachios. Give me some cashews. Give me some, whatever. And here's the point. It becomes... Why am I doing that? It's a chemical. It's a chemical, folks, right? You're constantly doing it. Here's what you need self-mastery. And I'll tell you what self-mastery does. It gives you an edge. Self-mastery gives you a massive edge. And so you know what? When you go on some intermittent fasting, I'm being serious here. You know, you think I might be joking. I'm just saying, intermittent fasting, I'll tell you what it does. It breaks the curse. It breaks the addiction. It breaks the rhythm. It makes you wake up. These are all tricks I use, okay? These are all tips, tricks. When I feel like, you know what, I'm lethargic. Man, you know what? I'll go on an intermittent fast for 24 hours. All of a sudden, everything is more intense, right? Water with lemon. Phew, it tastes so flavorful. When you get off your intermittent fast, it rocks your world. And all I'm saying is that you need to get outside the matrix. You're stuck in the matrix. I'm stuck in the matrix. And the way you do that is you break the cycle. Most people literally wake up and their entire day is a rut. They're stuck in a rut. We've heard that the only difference between a rut and a grave is 6 feet. Maybe you've heard that. We have these patterns and these habits, and we do what we do, and we watch our favorite TV show, and we go to this restaurant, and we do that, and what you need to do is you need to shake up your system, okay? You need to massively shake up your system. What else do? I'm reading scripture, okay? So I'm reading scripture, and I'm journaling every morning. And I'll tell you what, it's not a chore. If you think that God is the life giver, then you stop thinking I have to do devotions. I went through a couple years where I stopped reading the Bible, just being real. You know, I had done my bachelor's in Bible, master's of divinity, doctorate of ministry, 12 years of being a pastor. And at the end, man, I was done. I wasn't done with God, but I was done with the ritual. You see what I'm saying? I was done with, and what brought me back was the Psalms. Okay? So again, no filters today, just being real. What brought me back was the Psalms. And I read that and I was like, wow, I love David because he's real. That's what you need to return to, folks. You need to return, and maybe you're already there. Maybe you don't need to return to anything. But for the people who feel far from God, he hasn't moved. Okay? For the people who, and listen, I got very real in my relationship with God. When I was mad, I'm like, this is why I'm mad. When I'm happy, this is why I'm happy. I stopped pretending. You see? Because religion is all about pretending. Religion says, you know what? I'm just going to put on a mask. I'm going to put on a face. I'm going to put on a smile. I'm going to be plastic. I don't have room for that. I don't have time for that. I was eating lunch the other day with my buddy named Andy. And I said, you know what, Andy? I love middle age. I don't need to pretend. I'm in a rental van. I'm in a Dodge Caravan rental van. You know? And the most searched term for my name is Carrie Oberbrunner's net worth. Seriously. Google tells you that. And I'm in a Dodge Caravan right now. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I was driving down the road in my Honda Odyssey and a hubcap came flying off a truck on my way to Austin, Texas, 3 weeks ago at the airport. And you know what? I couldn't swerve and I ran over it and it dented the whole front of the van. Just being real, okay? And I just kept going. So Brenda knows. Brenda's on our team. She's a fantastic integrator. Amazing. Our team is amazing. I couldn't do what I do without them. So now life happens, right? You run over the hubcap. It dents the van. Life happens. And here's what I began to say. In fact, this is from my buddy, my new assistant, Mike Dominey. Remind me about Andy, otherwise I'll forget. So somebody remind me about Andy. But I'm going just in flow here. But Mike Dominey wrote a book called Thrown Off Script. And listen, you need to get it. You need to get the audiobook. Somebody dropped that in the link. It literally saved a deal for me. It saved a very big deal for me. Because here's what happened. We were in Texas and you know, a recording didn't happen because of tech problems with a client. And I was upset. I'm just being real. I was upset. And I was frustrated. And I said, why did this happen? It's an interruption. And here's what I looked at. I started working out in the gym that morning. And I looked at my Audible and I saw Thrown Off Script. And I started to listen to it. And here's the premise. Mike is an improv comedian. and the laws of improv literally require you to go off script. The laws of improv comedy require you to go off script. And some of you are so addicted to your script in life. Some of you are saying, what did my mom say? What does my dad want? What does my dead grandmother want? What does, you know, who am I supposed to be? What is everyone requiring of me? And you know what? You're addicted to the script. And if you're addicted to the script, why live? You see what I'm saying? So I read Mike's book on audio, and it basically says that Jesus, his entire life was off script. Think about that. Jesus says, I'm going here, and then the Father interrupts him 3 times on his way to go somewhere. And here's what we're tempted to do. We're tempted to view life as a disruption when here's what C.S. Lewis says, right? C.S. Lewis says, we fight and fight and fight and fight to try to not let the disruptions of life affect us. And here's what C.S. Lewis says. Life is made up of intentional disruptions. Is that crazy or what? Think about that. You woke up today. God has all kinds of disruptions ready for you. And if you say, that's a disruption, that's a disruption, that's a disruption, those are little miracles all along the way. And so I'm listening to this audiobook and I'm like, oh my gosh, our whole day yesterday was jacked up, right? When I was in Texas. And I said, I can't believe that happened. And then all of a sudden I was reading Mike's book and I thought, you know what? This is totally the plan. This message is for you today. That disruption that you have in your life that you think, why is this happening? You know, God's forgotten me. Oh yeah, don't forget about Andy. Thank you. All the things that we say are by accident. Here's the three lies God wants. Here's the three lies Satan wants you to believe about God. He doesn't care. He's not powerful enough to stop it. He's not with me. Those are the three lies that the enemy woke up today and said, how can I steal, kill, and destroy Skip, Renee, Yavina, all these people? God doesn't care. God's not strong enough to stop it, or God has abandoned me. And all I'm saying is God is strong enough to stop it, but it's a distraction that he's allowing because there's really a lesson there. God does love you and God is with you. He's not saying go do it yourself. He's with you. He's saying tap into me and I'll give you some strength and let's do this thing together. Oh yeah, Andy. So about Andy. Andy, I was sitting with him and I said, I like middle age because you don't care as much. Back when I was in my 20s and 30s, man, I cared about what everybody thought. What does this person think? What does that person think? Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe what if I do that? And, you know, I would filter a lot more things, right? Because you're young. You kind of filter it. At least I did. You know, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I shouldn't do that. And now, she does get me to unwind. Jim, you're right. But now, I just say what I think. Now, that can be dangerous. If you're not walking with the Lord, you can be a real jerk. But I'm just telling you, if you connect with your creator, your core, and your community, your creator, your core, and your community, you're unstoppable. What's up, Kristen? You're unstoppable then. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about living life with no filter. Everybody says when they're driving away from a funeral, man, you know what? That could have been me. Man, you know what? I'm going to make my life count. You know what my secret is? Every day is my last day. And that's not just some slogan. I'm literally saying, for some weird reason, I've just thought I was going to die young. Now I'm getting older. But I literally try to live every day like it's my last. Every day.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.